Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for PureAM, and thanks so much for joining us here. We've got people from all over the United States and Canada listening in, wanting to learn anti-aging secrets from our owner and founder, David Sandoval. And one of my favorite parts of our new website is showing the before and after photos of David Sandoval. And that's one of the things that's just so interesting is that, you know, 24 years ago, he was living like we were. Sedentary job, conventional diet, and, you know, he got a wake-up call watching his family members suffer from cancer and diabetes and obesity and other illnesses that were food and lifestyle related, and he decided that he needed to find an answer. He needed to figure out what are the solutions to anti-aging and disease, and, you know, luckily for all of us, that mission has been very effective and very successful, and, the end result is the manufacturing facility that he created and the marketing company that is PureAM, and we're so glad to have you listening on the line and very fortunate and happy to have David Sandoval, our owner and founder, on the line as well. So he's going to be sharing how to transform your body, how to transform your mind, how to look, feel, and perform like a younger person. I know it's one of his favorite subjects, so I'm going to turn the call over to David Sandoval.
Well, good evening, everybody, and I'll tell you, it's so exciting to hear so many beeps. It looks like we've got hundreds and hundreds of people on the call tonight, and we definitely are going to fulfill our promise and tell you, in fact, I have a list that I call the 21 reasons why the human body ages, the 21 reasons why the human body ages, and I'm going to share seven of those with you tonight, not in great vivid detail. I'm going to give you enough information to stimulate your mind and to let you know the basics. The in-depth information takes hours and hours to learn because it isn't just, you know, these seven reasons, it's 21 reasons, and those 21 reasons, you know, each take, you know, a while not only to explain, but also to understand and to remedy. So it's, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to start out this evening by giving you a meet the owners type of update that I think you're going to like. You know, we have been growing. We had record days, by the way, at the backup order day and the day before backup order day were the two largest days in the history of the company, so thank you for that. We've also been getting the attention of the media. I don't know if you have been paying attention on Facebook and following the bouncing ball. But Facebook is a great way for this company to communicate. I want everybody, I don't care what you think about Facebook, you know, it's not anything other than our new mail. It's the new way to communicate and share with all of your friends. And so it's like an online, forum that PureAM could really, really communicate with each other. And I love that. And you know, if you've been watching, we recently had one of our PureAM family, Monica Lima, achieve something that is phenomenal. I want everyone to pay attention to this. She has lost 180 plus pounds, more than 180 pounds. She started at more than 310. And so you could only imagine that from going from 310 to 130 pounds is quite an amazing accomplishment. Well, we had gotten the attention of one of my producer friends who has a television series that he is making featuring his wife, Mimi Cosma, called Food Heroes. And Food Heroes is an online TV series that's in the process of being sold to one of the major food networks. And he came over and he filmed an amazing show with Monica at the Hawaii regional event. We took her surfing with Derek Dorner, who's like the person who invented tow-in surfing. He surfed 50, 60, 70-foot waves. He's a legend in Hawaii, a legend among surfers. He took Monica out and actually gave her surfing lessons on Waikiki Beach. It was real fun. I got to participate just a little bit. You know, I was paddling out there, having fun with him, and, you know, trying to catch a wave or two, but mostly it was all about Monica. And that was super cool, and I want everyone to look forward. We're going to get you links of how you can watch that show online. I think you're going to love it. next, and that's going to happen on Facebook. So look for it there. Look out, talk to somebody who's on there, and look for it in your text messages as well. Now, then, after coming back from Hawaii, I immediately, like within days, got on a plane and flew to New York City, where I was lucky enough to be featured in a documentary on sustainability in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I took advantage of a great opportunity to be a nutrition spokesperson for New York One TV. Now, New York One TV is a channel that's seen on every person who has cable in the New York City area. That's millions and millions and millions and millions of people. And New York One, when you flip the channel, well, it's Channel One. So the bottom line is it's watched by, you know, many, a very popular program. And on Fridays, they have a standing feature that is now going to include me. So we're going to have a health feature on New York One TV on Friday that's going to include advice from yours truly. And I went to film a few segments of that, and they enjoyed my dissertations and knowledge on the subject matter, I think, a little more than they anticipated. And they invited me to come back continuously and record more and more and more segments. So I recorded about 15 segments while I was there. I'll be flying back soon to record another 15 to 30 segments. And when they have enough information, then I will be appearing each and every week as a professional expert on the value and the pharmaceutical value within food. So I will be teaching people how to go to the grocery store and select foods for their meals that will help them to heal, meals that heal, type of thing. So some really, really exciting stuff going on that's going to bring credibility and respectability to our message like never before. Now, the subject today is the 21 reasons why the human body ages. And it is a sneak peek, just a little sneak peek into the curriculum, into the information that's going to be shared with you by me at the PHP Academy on anti-aging. And for those of you who are curious about the PHP Academy, we have been working on the first two curriculums, and we finally figured out how this is going to be done. Remember, this is brand new to me. The purpose of the PHP Academy is for me to share as much information as I can with you about four specific subjects. And each one of those subjects are going to be covered over literally more than 20 hours of classroom time. And because of that, I was struggling in how to present that to you, but I figured it out. So over the last several days, I've been breaking down those 20 hours into 25 to 30-minute lessons. And there will be around 25 to 30-minute lesson modules. And you will have the opportunity to study one module at a time, and at the conclusion of the module, there is a review where I tell you the things that I expect you to have taken note of and learned from that module, the top peak points that you should take away from there. And out of those, from those, there will be some of them on the final exam. So if I gave you 6 points you needed to take away, there's a good chance that 4 of those will end up on the final exam. And so you are going to receive, if you have already paid for, put your deposit down, within the next 10 days, you are going to receive your first module. You're going to receive your first 15 modules. And those modules will be the first of your 2 semesters. And once you have completed the first semester, you'll receive your second module of 15 lessons. And once you receive your second module, well, you'll receive a midterm, you'll get a midterm test on the first module, then you'll receive your second module, and then you'll get a test, a final exam that will include some questions from the midterm and questions from the second semester, if you would. So we have figured this out. I've consulted with people who specialize in online classes, and check this out. During the dissertation, during each class, you're going to hear me talking. You will see a online sort of outline in the form of a PowerPoint, but you will also see charts, illustrations, short videos, and other visuals that are going to reinforce the information. And I've hired a great team of professionals who are creating those visuals and adding them into my story. So imagine as I'm telling my stories and teaching you that you're going to be getting this information visually with charts. And then at the end, you're going to get to watch one or two videos that reinforce the information that we study. It is, I believe, it is the way, it is school the way that I would have wanted to learn, and it's school the way that I want to teach. So that having been said, you are going to get tonight a peek into our next PHP Academy. Our next PHP Academy takes place in June live at the Native Springs Oasis, the second weekend of. And I believe that that is sold out for all of the rooms. There is some glamping available still. We've got over 25 people signed up for that event, and I'd love to make it 30. So if you're thinking about coming down and want to have a really good time, go rafting and hiking and go to the hot springs, go see the giant sequoias, you know, have drum circles and bonfires and, you know, be able to do the water slide and the jacuzzi and water volleyball or just sit around on a hammock and enjoy the natural beauty of the oasis intermingled with a lot of high-intensity learning, then I would love to have you there. And remember that you will also, if you attend at the Oasis, you will also automatically be given the online course for free. So it's a twofer. You get to enjoy and learn, and then you get to take the course online the way everybody else does. So it's super cool, and I hope to see some of you there. But that having been said, the seven reasons I'm going to share with you tonight. In fact, I'm going to make it eight. You're going to get a bonus reason. And that is cellular oxidative stress. The big umbrella reason, now this is the time to get out your pens and papers. The big umbrella reason, oh, by the way, if you want to attend the Native Springs Oasis and you've been emailing me, just be patient. I've been traveling a lot, and haven't had a chance to catch up on some of that. But the email is trydavesway, T-R-Y-D-A-V-E-S-W-A-Y, trydavesway@gmail.com. That's right. I want you to try Dave's way even when you email me. I'm that much of a control freak. So here we go. Cellular oxidative stress is measurable. I actually have machines given to me by the Geneva Institute of Technology where I could take one drop of your blood and instantly measure your level of cellular oxidative stress and tell you how fast you're aging. And the reason why our anti-aging products at Purium are anti-aging is because I used that machine to measure people and literally stop them from aging by using our products as measured by a machine developed by Harvard University and the Geneva Institute of Technology, a couple of pretty highfalutin names. And with that one drop of blood that I put into my computer program and analyzed, I actually could see aging stop according to their standards, not mine, when you use our product. Because what they measure is the total aging of the body called cellular oxidative stress. And cellular oxidative stress is a compilation of hundreds of little tiny micro stresses that it measures within the body. And I have sort of categorized each of those micro stresses as to where they come from, what is the source of them. And I'm going to share some of them with you tonight, but one of them, the first one, is one that you know that we are fighting personally every single day, and that is the overconsumption of calories. Did you know that studies prove that by doing nothing more than decreasing your caloric intake by 50%, that you can increase your lifespan by 25%? That's a pretty cool trade-off, isn't it? The answer is yes. That's an amazing trade-off. Well, if you're going to reduce your caloric intake, then you need to dramatically increase the ratio of nutrients per calorie, which means you won't nearly get enough nutrients if you simply reduce the amount of food you eat So you need to start eating foods that are more nutrient dense. So by eating foods that have high levels of nutrients but low level of calories, we could dramatically extend life. And this is something that you and I, as Purium members, as 10-day transformation proponents and advocates, we are teaching people every single day to live on as few as 600 or 1,000 calories. And then beyond that, on 1,500 to 1,600 calories a day, when most people are consuming twice that many, 2,400 to 3,500 calories a day. And that means that you are going to live 25% longer than they are. And that's pretty cool. By that factor alone. So overeating, the reason why it ages you is because your cells divide. And cell division is triggered when cells get tired, when cells, you know, have worked really hard, then they will need to replace themselves. They need to regenerate, rejuvenate, or they simply age. There are some cells that replace themselves, that divide, and there's some cells that live your entire lifetime. But all cells age, and cells age when they do too much work. When cells, the harder cells work, it's like driving an engine. It's like miles on a car. That's the best way I want you to think about this. Eating food is like putting gasoline in your car. The more gasoline that passes through your car, it's because more miles have been driven. And the more miles that have been driven, then the worse off your car is. There's some cars that are 40 years old. And they only have been driven 100,000 miles or less. And there are some cars that are 4 years old, and they've already been driven 100,000 miles. Now, after 8 years, okay, now one car has been driven 200,000 miles, and the other is now 44 years old, but it's only been driven 105,000 miles. And so you see the acceleration is severe. Just like a classic car that has very low miles and is still in mint condition versus a brand new car that's only, or a brand new car, a five-year-old car that's been driven by a road warrior salesman, you know, who's driving across the country and sitting in and eating all of his food in the passenger seat and throwing his trash on the car and riding with his dog and packing his suitcases and all of his supplies and, you know, all of that, you know, that car, 5 years, it's going to look a lot worse than the one that's 40 years old. And so the amount of food that we eat is sort of like the miles that we drive. And that's not a good thing. And there's another relationship to that I want to tell you. There's something that's almost identical that creates almost the identical stress as overeating, and it's going to blow your mind. It's called over-exercising. Yeah, over-exercising does the same thing. Both over-exercising and overeating stresses out your body because there's too much of it. And that's pretty crazy, isn't it? That over-exercising is actually a problem. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason that your body has anabolic and catabolic processes. There's a point at which doing something is good for you. And there's a point at which doing something is bad for you. When you eat, you get a satisfaction signal from your brain. It tells you that you've done a good thing, that you're not going to starve. When you overeat over a prolonged period of time, that satisfaction signal gets diminished, just like a drug. And you never get that high again, so you keep wanting more and more and more of that food that doesn't actually nourish you. That's the reason for food addiction. So if we go back to overeating, we have this runner's high, we have this, you know, feeling that we get, this pumped up feeling, and unfortunately we could do too much of that as well. And all of a sudden we don't look good enough. We don't, even though we look great to our friends, we never look good enough to ourselves. The same low self-esteem that affects people who are really ripped is the same low self-esteem that affects people who are really fat. Isn't that crazy? And they're both aging their bodies, excessively. Balance is always the key. Balance is always the key. Now, another item we have to discuss is sleep. We need significant, we go through significant repairs, anti-aging repairs, while we sleep. We go through significant detoxification while we sleep. And a lack of continuous sleep, meaning if we do not get our 2 hours of continuous sleep in the deep sleep realm, this is the most important part of sleep. It is the center core of sleep. It is surrounded by REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, and you have the, you know, time that you're entering sleep and you're falling asleep, followed by rapid eye movement sleep, followed by deep sleep, followed by rapid eye movement sleep, followed by that time that your body's starting to wake up. And when you add all five of those things together, you get to 7 to 8 hours for a typical adult. But if you do not get the 2 hours of critical deep sleep, or if that critical deep sleep gets interrupted, you will wake up not feeling tired, not feeling awake, not feeling rested, not feeling satisfied. You might need a cup of coffee, a stimulant, or just stumble through your day. But the key is that the anti-aging portion of sleep is critical. And most people don't realize that. That sleep isn't just something that is, you know, is fun or good, or sleep is critical. And you've heard of the term beauty sleep. So I want everybody to imagine that you've gone to Vegas with your friends for some type of, girls' weekend out, or maybe a bachelorette or bachelor party, and everybody's in this mindset that you've got to stay up all night and go to the pool all day, and pretty soon you go home and, like, your spouse or your boyfriend or your friends are like, oh, dang, you look all worn out, you know? And you look in the mirror and you look 10 years older. And then let's say that instead of doing that, you take your girlfriends for a spa weekend. You go away to Sedona or something and you meditate and you do yoga and you take little light hikes and you eat great organic food and you get deep, restful sleep under dark, star-filled desert skies. Well, all of a sudden you wake up after 3 days, you look in the mirror and you go, oh, wow, you look fabulous. I haven't seen you in 10 years. Beauty sleep is real. Beauty sleep is real. And you know that we have the answer to that because our tart cherry has been clinically proven to give you not only 2 hours, but 2 hours and 8 minutes of quality deep sleep a night, which means you can actually slow down. Remember, our tart cherry is proven to stop aging by 80%. And now we know why. So you're going to reduce your cellular oxidative stress. And by the way, did I tell you what reduces cellular oxidative stress more than anything else in the Purium line? White American ginseng, our liquid, or our B-energetic. And the reason why is because it recharges your adrenal glands. And when your adrenal glands get taxed, you release stress hormones. Stress hormones, that's right. Like cortisol and DHT, those nasty ones that make you accumulate belly fat. So that's right. Stress and losing weight are related on so many levels that we've just told you about. You lose weight while you're sleeping. You get stress hormones that make you fat. Overeating makes you fat. And even though exercise makes you skinny, it still requires a massive amount of calories. And when we consume too many calories, our body ages far too fast. Now, here's one that you may not have thought about. Lack of forgiveness. Lack of forgiveness is a reason why we age. I always say that anger is a poison that we feed to ourselves in the hopes that our enemies will suffer. Anger is a poison that we feed to ourselves in the hopes that our enemies will suffer. Because by being angry, by wanting revenge, by thinking about people that we're mad at, we are creating stress in our own lives and killing ourselves. Now, conversely, forgiveness. Forgiveness is a medicine that we give to others so that we could be healed. Think about that. So if anger is a poison we give to ourselves trying to hurt others, then if we give forgiveness to others, then we're actually healed. That is a beautiful thing. Think about it. Now, do you know that taking care of your teeth is vitally important? Now, when you come to the Oasis, or if you study online, I'm going to teach you something called the 101st Monkey Theory. And I'm going to show you how by studying monkeys, we discovered why chewing is so important. I'm going to tell you stories about a man who was at Auschwitz who taught me why chewing is so important. I'm going to teach you about colonies of monkeys that doubled their life expectancy simply by taking care of their teeth and how they did it. Oral health, taking care of your teeth, being able to chew your food and extract the nutrients from it, vitally important. And elimination, getting rid of toxins and not letting them dwell in your body. Let's say that you have 10 criminals, and the criminals are going through your town, and sometimes they are driving through, they come in one side of town and they go to the other, they have no reason to stop. And because of that, there's very little chance that they created a crime, that they did anything in your town. But if for some reason those criminals have to stick around for 3 or 4 or 5 days, for whatever reason, their car breaks down, they have a girlfriend in town, or whatever, they're visiting their family, for whatever reason, that criminally minded person is in your town for 5 days, well, there's a very good chance that they're going to do something, that they're going to perform a criminal act. It's a funny way of analyzing it, but toxins are always going to enter your body. They're always going to enter your town. How fast they leave your town is critical. The longer they stick around, the better chance they're going to decide to do something bad. Does that make sense to you? So elimination, motility. When something comes in, it needs to leave. The longer it is around, the longer it has a chance to harm you. And teaching you how to increase peristaltic action, how to increase intestinal motility, how to eliminate parasites, how to reduce heavy metals, how to get rid of the toxins that age you is going to be a critical part of anti-aging and our detoxification seminars. So my name's David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, and I have a passion for education, for knowledge, because knowledge is power. I love to share power. I love to give power away on these shows. I will sell you power if you want to come to our PhD academies, because you will feel empowered in such a way like you never have before. Because when you come to the academies, you're going to learn deep, in-depth history of the subject matter before we ever get into the subject matter. And the subject matter are products. So you'll spend 1 day on history and knowledge, understanding the reason why and the hows and the wheres and the thes and the who's, what's, whys and all of that. And then the second day, we're going to apply that knowledge, and you're going to see the brilliance and the beauty of Purium. So again, my name is David Sandoval, one of the owners and founders. I'm thrilled that you have been with us tonight. This call was recorded, and if you want to share it, I invite you to do so. And I want to just remind you that the live PhD Academy is a lot of fun. We have 25 people booked already for our next one in June. If you're willing to camp, glamp, and, live in a teepee or share a room, we could probably still squeeze you in. So don't be afraid. We're going to have a lot of fun. Summer at the Oasis is something special. So hope to see you there. Appreciate you being with us tonight. I just checked. We had over 400 people on this call tonight, and we didn't even promote it. So thank you for that. That's awesome. I can't wait till it's 4,000. David Litt, any final words if you're still out there? All right. Well, we're going to call it a night then, and as is our tradition, I'm going to unlock us, and we're going to get a chance to do our alohas, our au revoirs, our arrivederchis, you know, and our avidazets. Here we go.
Good night, David. We love you.
Thank you, David.
Farewell.
Wellness for all.
Sampai jumpa.